Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we come back to the Book of Wisdom. It is chapter 7, and our practice today is verse 24. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion, and she penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. In the realm of knowledge where wisdom is born, there's a force that moves unseen yet so strong. Her penetrating motion beyond all perception, guiding souls to truth, her divine connection. She dances through the ages with grace so pure, whispering secrets her wisdom to endure. She sees through the illusions, the masks that we wear, revealing life's mysteries with love and care. Oh, wisdom, your essence so pure and bright, unveiling the truths hidden from human sight. Your gentle touch, it heals. It sets us free. With your guiding light, we find our destiny. She weaves through the cosmos with celestial grace, touching every soul, leaving no trace. Her whispers echo in the depths of our mind, awakening consciousness so beautifully aligned. She's the guardian of truth, the keeper of light. Her wisdom transcends beyond day and night. Through her eyes we see the world anew. Her purity shines, revealing what is true. Oh, wisdom, your essence so pure and bright, unveiling the truths hidden from human sight. Your gentle touch, it heals, it sets us free. With your guiding light, we find our destiny. In the depths of silence, she softly speaks, her wisdom's melody enchanting and unique. She beckons us to listen, to open our hearts, to embrace her teachings where wisdom imparts. Her words are like rivers flowing endlessly, quenching our souls, setting our spirits free. She teaches us patience, compassion, and grace, her guiding hand leading us to a better place. Oh, wisdom, your essence so pure and bright, unveiling the truths hidden from human sight. Your gentle touch, it heals, it sets us free. With your guiding light, we find our destiny. So let's embrace wisdom, her penetrating motion. Let her purity guide us with unwavering devotion. In her presence, we find solace and serenity, for within her depths lies life's truest beauty. She is for all to know, binding in truth. She rescues us from life's mistakes in our youth. Call on her constantly, for in her is forgiveness that comes from motions you are unable to succumb. Amen. Join me in my daily Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, we pray from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedience to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of wisdom, chapter 7. Our practice today is in verse 24. One stanza poem, Fime Lies. It goes three to quads, back and forth. Its title, Mobile is Wisdom. Mobile is wisdom. Motion beyond humanity's steps. Penetrates human vision. Things all permeates. Rest, purity, hers. Obsessed. Amen. I'm Tom Shookers Wiggins. It's November 16th, 2023. I'm wishing a happy birthday to my brother today. He turns the ripe old age of 60 this morning. And caught up with us now. Now you're in your 60s with us. You can't deny it anymore. Even though he's got a six-pack and looks like he's still living in his 20s. Literally. Black belt. Amazing instructor in peace and divine love of body motions. Just a good overall man, and love him so much. He's my brother, and his name is Chris. I'll say a little something about him in just a few minutes as I close today in Jesus' sweet name, as I always do at 7:28 this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is the reason for wisdom and the reason for truth. Amen. God bless you. I love you, Tony.